Hey, everybody, this is Steli Hefti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on the Startup Chat today, we're going to talk about something that Steli's going to explain.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or try to at first, I've shared with many people privately and haven't really discussed in any way, shape, or form in a way where other people can, beyond a one-on-one, can take advantage of it. So I think, Steli, you wanted to go after it.
Yeah.
I'll let you set it up and then let's talk about it.
This is one of my favorite things about the podcast is kind of uncovering these little nuggets of content gold in our private discussions and then just putting them on the docket and be like, we should talk about this. The world needs to hear this. So last week I was in San Francisco. We were having lunch after a conference that we spoke at together. And we always kind of drift into, I think, very interesting topics. We always drift into kind of a current state of new self-discoveries, right? And self-explorations. Like new kind of things we've discovered about ourselves and life and psychology and energy and the universe and everything. And you brought up a beautiful framework that I wanted to share with people, which was what I will call it now, the kind of the energy thoughts actions framework. I'll summarize what I heard and then you can correct me and we can unpack this for the listeners real quick. So we were talking, I think the conversation started about inner talk, self-talk, and how our thoughts and the quality of our thoughts and the tendency and energy of our thoughts, how that then affects our actions and our habits. And you're like, you know what? One thing that I've started to think about more is energy. And I've discovered that a lot of times before there even is a conscious thought, there is an energy, there's a feeling. And that feeling or energy in your body then produces a certain type of thought or inner talk. And that inner talk and thought then creates a chain of inner talks and thoughts that then create actions. And maybe those actions eventually create habits. But it all always starts at the energy level, right? At the feeling level, at the emotional level. And so you were describing to me how you started paying a lot more attention to the energy before even the thoughts arise. So, you know, the feeling could be, am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I irritated? Am I excited? Am I nervous? Am I afraid? There's an energy in your body. And if you catch that early on, you'll be a step ahead of the thoughts that might arise. And then those thoughts will eventually kind of push you towards certain actions. And I thought that that was brilliant and beautiful and simple. And so I wanted to unpack it for people.
Yeah, I'm gonna go after it a little bit and give sort of, I think, what I'm really going after. And one way to think about it is, and I've been thinking about this and really trying to gravitate towards it and understand it and kind of view this as a way to help myself really first. So I call it the hierarchy of action. And the reason I call it that is because I think there is a hierarchy to our actions. And so the ultimate thing is a bunch of actions. And it's like, you could look at it like a pyramid, but to me, it's actually, there's like a trigger. So something that triggers you and it's internal, external. It could be a trigger from childhood that keeps coming up for whatever reason. Could be somebody said something. It could be you saw something. Like you were just walking around and you saw something, like a little teddy bear like you had when you were a kid or something. Mm. And then, so that's a trigger. Then it turns into energy. And it's usually energy that you have in your body and you can feel it. And awareness of this is very low for most people, unless you've done a lot of meditation or yoga or some kind of breathing exercises or practices like that, or are just somebody who can feel stuff in your body really easily, because that's not most of us. So there's trigger, there's energy. Then there's actually, I think, emotion before there's thought. So then after that comes behavior, and then that behavior usually leads to some action. And the behavior could be something really small, like, you know, you move your hand a little bit or something like that, and then you take an action. So to me, it's actually trigger first, then energy, then emotion, then thought, then behavior, and then finally, like the ultimate thing that you're looking for is, you know, my actions, right? Like, what am I doing? And where does it come from? So I wanted to add that component in where, like, I think things trigger us and we skip energy and emotion and go straight to thought. And instead, I think we need to think about it as, like, what's triggering us and what is the energy that we're feeling before we go even any further. And if we can cut things off at that point, and I mean like negative things at that energy level, then, or at least recognize them, then, like, we can basically spend more of our effort, not like, I shouldn't think that, but why am I feeling that?
All right. So let's unpack this real quick. I think the trigger part is crucial because I think that most of us are not as aware of, like, how susceptible we are to external signals and things that trigger kind of a domino right. effect of things that then lead us to make decisions and take certain actions, but we never really had full awareness of attribution of where it all started, right? And how it started.
Yeah, it's an attribution problem, yes.
Yeah. So we think it started with, I thought about, you know, you always doing this and I got really irritated and I thought, now it's enough, I need to do something. But what might have triggered all of it was I, you know, ate too much bad food yesterday. So today I decided to skip lunch. And so I've been really irritated, you know. And then I started thinking about all the things that irritate me. And boom, I thought about you and the one thing you did, right? But the problem really, the trigger really, I mean, you could go back. There's actually an exercise that we might discuss that's a bit out there, but kind of fun. But if you try to find the starting point, it might have been being hungry. We could go even crazy and go, well, maybe it was overeating the day before and why did you do that? Yeah. Right? And now you can go back until you can't go back anymore. But yeah. Being aware of, like, the trigger is, I think, really, really important. All right, I'll throw this out there since this is such a kind of out there episode.
Yeah.
There's this crazy exercise. I don't know if it's like I heard this from Robert Anton Wilson a long time ago where he talked about this, I think it's a Buddhist exercise where you sit down and you ask yourself, why am I sitting here? And basically you try to keep answering that until you can. And, you know, and he was describing how, you know, you say, well, I heard Robert Anton Wilson talk about this exercise. Well, how did I hear him talk about this exercise? Well, I read his few books and that led me to listen to some of his lectures. Why did I read these books? And you just keep going until it's like, and the sun is the perfect distance to Earth, right? It's like you go back in time. And he was describing how every time he does this exercise, he discovers something new about himself, life, or the universe that he wasn't cool. aware of before. But that's a crazy exercise, but I wanted to throw it out there because it's fitting here. But bringing right. it back to triggers, so they're external triggers, but then there's also the flip side of it, which is, I think, something we underutilize, which is setting triggers, positive triggers for ourselves.
Yeah. Like
knowing who we are, knowing what triggers good actions, what triggers good thoughts, good emotions, good energy.
Absolutely. Right?
I think, and we've talked about this many, many times before, what gives you energy, what costs you energy, what kind of people bring you energy, and which ones are the people around you that suck energy out of your life. Like, creating and designing a life that has in your days in a way that creates these positive triggers can be huge and something I think we all underutilize at times. The next thing, though, so last time we talked, I confused energy and emotion as one thing. And you separated it here, which is super interesting because I thought, all right, there's a trigger and then I have energy. And to me, energy was just an emotion. But you actually made those two distinct things. First, there's energy and then it translates to an emotion. Can you unpack that real quickly for me? Where is energy and how does it live and how does it go to emotion then?
Yeah, so I think that what ends up happening is that we start with an energy and it leads to an emotion. The emotion leads to the thought. I don't think we can think anything without it having some emotion. And I don't think we can have an emotion without an energy. So that's why it's a hierarchy for me. So the trigger leads to some energy. Like, it's energy in your body. Energy, it could be in your head too. I mean, that's part of your body, right? But it's like an energy that just, like, comes really fast, comes on, leads to some emotion, some kind of negative or positive, and then you go, and then there you have it. You've turned it into a thought. So it's almost like slowing yourself down and being like, where did this thought come from? So if you're ever wondering like how to work backwards here, mm-hmm. thoughts are the easiest thing to recognize. The hardest thing to probably recognize is actually the trigger. So many things are going on. Like right now, even as I sit and talk to you, I can look around and be triggered in so many ways. And that's because there's all these things everywhere, right? Like I'm looking at it like a socket. If I ever got electrocuted by a socket, there's a whole bunch of stuff there, right? So I think I wanted to separate out the emotion part because my understanding, at least of myself, is that before I have a thought, I have an emotion. Before I have an emotion, there's an energy. And the whole thing starts from some trigger. And I just want to work backwards and figure out where these thoughts come from so that I can understand them better.
I love that. I think this is a beautiful framework for anybody out there that is as passionate and as interested in practicing self-awareness as the two of us are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it all goes back to if you want to grow, if you want to become wiser, if you want to improve yourself in the way that you live life, the way that you impact things, you have to try to constantly master yourself a bit better, right? And understand yourself a bit better if you want to have any hope at understanding the world, right?
Yeah.
And so that's also one of the reasons, probably self-awareness is one of the key themes of this podcast. Like we have, many episodes around this. I'll throw two out. Episode 45, Founder Self-Awareness, and then 65, How to Become More Self-Aware. We have so many. If you type in the startup chat and self-awareness, you'll find like lots of episodes, team self-awareness, all that. And I think this framework is a beautiful one to help practice more self-awareness, to have like a practical framework to go, how do you catch more of your thoughts? And then instead of just evaluating those thoughts onto themselves, ask yourself first, go find the attribution. Where did this thought come from? Well, I felt this way. How did this emotion arise? Like, can I find the source of what created the energy that then created the emotion that then triggered the thought? And once you have the correct level of attribution, I mean, that in and of itself will push you to step back enough to have a bit more perspective, right? Once you analyze your thoughts and emotions in this way, it kind of disconnects you a little bit from them, which allows you to think more clearly. But it also gives you the context to truly evaluate those thoughts and be like, you know, I think the one framework that I use a lot is, I cannot trust myself right now, or I can't trust these thoughts right now. And it's because, I don't know if we talked about this at the lunch, but oftentimes if I'm in a bad emotional state, especially when I'm tired or hungry or exhausted, right? Sometimes I'll go